pseudoscience and religion. I thought I knew what science was, and I thought I knew what religion was. I presume you do too. But is that the case? And in our Western culture, we think they're clashing. Science is enlightened, religion's old-fashioned. Is that the case? Is that the case? What does it mean to think that science is enlightened and religion is superstitious? All that stuff that Granny did. Is that the case at all? Well, we'll try and see whether it's Jesus versus Darwin. Isn't that, we heard Richard Dawkins, Daniel Dennett, the new atheists. And if you're to be trendy, and if you're to be cool, and if you're to be educated, surely you take the side of Darwin. Well, maybe, just like Darwin did, maybe we'll try and explore and see if that's quite the case. So, the word scientist was invented in 1833 by a guy from Galway in Ireland. So it's not something going back a long way. It's a very modern invention. Because before then, someone like Darwin was known as a natural philosopher or a naturalist, a natural philosopher. Because the scientists were invented by the Greeks, like Aristotle, and physics, logic, and so forth. So they thought they were studying the entire world. The entire world, from literature, to the way we think, to what we see, to what we do. It was all encompassing. And suddenly in 1833, there was a scientist, divorced from all those other things, in isolation, in specialism. Goodness, so it wasn't always the case. Science versus religion. Two Americans, isn't it always, invented that trope, that manner of speaking. It was never said before. Two chaps, the first being Dickinson White in 1869. And he says, oh my goodness me, religion is crap. We have to be enlightened, has to be purely rational, verifiable, and so forth. And then he was joined by his buddy, Draper. And he was only a few years later. And this is the first time in history, 19th century, that science was against religion. Because all the scientists, as we call them after 1833, had been religious. Because, as Aristotle said, philosophy begins in wonder. You look at a snail, a giraffe, a coral reef, the sky, the planets, your lover. And you want to know why. It begins in wonder. So there's never a clash because wonder, eros, desire, in a Platonic sense, was the motive, the thing that got you going, got you out of bed to go and study the snails. And this is something which was forgotten after the 19th century and especially in the 20th century.